This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We are launching into hour number three of the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. We continue here right into your phone calls. We'll start things out with Jeff in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Hello, Jeff. Jeff in Indy? Going once?
Oh, hello, I'm sorry, Jeff. There was a beep.
That's all right.
I had a question. I came across your radio show, and I have a friend that I work with that I respect who's a libertarian. I have not really discussed it with him, and I don't know if really what a libertarian is. I've come across your radio show. I've heard some things that I agree with and some things that I don't. If I were to find out if I were a libertarian or agree with it, what questions would you ask me so I could better understand if I was a libertarian?
Well, first of all, there are going to be two answers because there are two hosts on this show, and we don't necessarily agree on what exactly a libertarian is.
In the same way that two Democrats may not get together and agree on exactly what makes a person a liberal.
I'll tell you what I have to say, and I've been a libertarian for much longer than my co-host, so take that as you will. In my opinion, a libertarian is one who believes that you should be free to live your life as however you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. So, Mark, what's your answer then?
A libertarian is a person who respects property, believes in personal responsibility, those kind of things. The easiest way to figure out is go to, test.freetalklive.com?
Nope. Quiz.
Quiz.freetalklive.com. And we have what they call the Nolan test there, and you can find out whether or not you are a libertarian by just answering a few questions.
Also, another thing that libertarians reject, and it's part of the idea that, you don't harm anyone else. We reject the initiation of force. So we're okay with defensive force in that if somebody attacks you, then you certainly have the right to defend yourself and fight back. But it's that initiation of force that libertarians disagree with. And that's the true hallmark of a libertarian is the rejection of the initiation of force. Does that make sense?
It does. I understand. When you talked about, I heard the comment about being armed, carrying guns. I agree with that you should have the right to carry a gun with maybe a few exceptions.
Like what kind of exceptions? And it's the exceptions that sort of test our, like our mental abilities, thinking about those and talking about those. So tell me some exceptions.
Well, I'm a police officer.
Okay.
And I believe it or not, I don't know what most police officers feel, but I believe in the NRA and that you should be able to carry a weapon. You should be able to defend yourself. I recently encountered a young man who was very upset, actually was involved in a domestic beating his girlfriend driving down the road.
Okay.
And young man, 18 years old, such incredible anger within him and lack of impulse control. Mm-hmm. Didn't even know what he was upset about, but driving down the road beating his girlfriend, and he had a gun on him. So while I agree with the fact that you should be able to carry a gun and defend yourself, it did make me wonder if maybe this was the proper person at this age, maybe, to be able to do that. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, that you would like the situation to be that somebody, some God, would decide whether or not a person's qualified to carry a gun or not. And I would like God to decide. But the problem is that God doesn't care. He let the Jews get gassed in Nazi Germany, and he let the Indians get overrun by the white people here in this country. God just doesn't care, the evidence is, at least. So we're going to be left with a bureaucracy trying to figure it out, and that bureaucracy is going to say, is going to leave some people unarmed that, should be. It's going to treat the whole class in one way. So if one person in the entire United States should be unqualified to carry a gun, then everybody should. Do you understand? It's like that kid that made some noise in class. He made a farting noise, and the teacher said, "Who said that? Now everybody has to. Now nobody's going to leave this class. Nobody's getting recess." That's how the federal government, that's how any government solves problems.
Well, and I would like, I don't know how I would solve that problem, except that I would like to see most people armed. But I could understand that maybe there are some people with a mental history or serious anger control issues that maybe shouldn't.
See, the
be
problem
to carry
there,
gun, but that choice isn't mine to make.
Right. Anyway. Well, the problem there, and you're right, it's not yours to make, but the bureaucrats are making those choices
right.
on
they,
a daily
they know,
basis.
They know better than we do.
And the problem is that we might all sit here, and we could all three of us could say, well, we think that most people should be able to carry guns, but I don't think that so and so should be able to. But you might disagree, Mark. You might think that a different person, a different type of person, shouldn't be able to. And inevitably, somebody's going to be able to make that decision, and it's probably not going to be any of us. Odds are good it's going to be somebody who's in search of power over others, because that's what government allows for, is people to take power over other people's lives. And that's why we see what we see in this country, and that is more and more restrictive gun regulations as every single year goes by. So the problem there is, Jeff, is that you've created the slippery slope by saying that there are some people that you don't want to see carry firearms. Not that you yourself are going to go and do anything about it, but some people are doing that, and so therefore, inevitably, all of our rights and our freedoms get infringed upon, because if there is a certain group of individuals that are not allowed to carry firearms, then all of the rest of us have to prove to some arbitrary government agency that we are not a member of that particular group of individuals, which means we're not free to bear arms until we jump through a bunch of government hoops to prove that we should be free to bear arms, and that's where the problem begins, and then it just goes downhill from there.
And the caller before this, the other topic, taxes. So libertarianism, no taxes at all for any reason, or are there exceptions?
Well, there certainly are exceptions. Not for my co-host. He believes that
not for real libertarians.
Yeah. There you go. This is the argument between libertarians, right? I believe that we, at the very least, that in order to sell concepts of libertarianism to people that haven't heard of it and are somewhat unfamiliar with it, we need to leave topics like roads, police, perhaps, the FAA, certain policing bodies and, necessary forms of the government, you know, that kind of thing, alone. And then we can work on those little bit by little bit after we get rid of the crap that the government's involved with, the obvious overspending, the bureaucracies, the back padding, and all that other stuff that the government does.
So you didn't answer his question, but I will. Yes, libertarians are absolutely against taxes because taxes are an initiation of force. The idea, of course, behind a tax is theft, in that I earned the money that I earned by doing what I do, and then some government bureaucrat comes around and demands it from me. If I don't pay that money to that government bureaucrat, odds are good he's going to try to take either my freedom or my house away from me, and so therefore I'm being threatened. If I don't pay the taxes, I'm being threatened with violence, because if and there is violence there, because if I decide that I don't want those government bureaucrats to take my house away, considering I never harmed anybody else, they just demanded my money, I refuse to pay it, now they're demanding my house, I'm refusing to give them my house, eventually somebody, well, maybe somebody like you, is going to be sent to my house to try to physically remove me from it. Now, it's nothing personal against you, but if I decide that I don't want to leave, eventually somebody's going to try to shoot me or tase me or in some way harm me to remove me from what I thought was my property, but apparently is not. So taxes are anathema to freedom because they are an initiation of force, and therefore libertarians are against taxes.
And I hate to sound hypocritical, being a police officer, and obviously that's where my income comes from. I think taxes are too high. I don't like taxes on property. I don't agree with property taxes. But if there are no taxes to pay for the police, then who keeps, I guess in a society, if no one is going to hurt anybody and there were no bad people out there and there are some people who cannot defend themselves, I see that we are needed.
There are always going to be people who are bad. Certainly, there are always going to be dangerous people out there, and there will be a desire for amongst the population for protection services. What I would like to suggest is that if indeed what you're offering is a valuable service, and I believe protection is a valuable service, if it is indeed valuable, then people in the marketplace will pay for it on a voluntary basis. A true libertarian should be a voluntarist in that they believe that individuals should interact with each other on a voluntary basis, as we do 99% of the time. When you go and you buy things from the store, you're doing it on a completely voluntary basis. Policing services, protection services should be offered in that same fashion. And that's a very lengthy conversation, which we don't have time for here. But here's what I'd recommend. If you like to listen to things or you like to read, there's an audio book that I've created. It's called The Market for Liberty. I didn't write the book. I just created the audio version of it, and it's free. You can go to book.freekeen.com. That's book.freekeen.com. You can download it for free there, and it talks about all of these ideas in great depth about how we can actually transition from the current governmental structure that we have today to a true free market structure where all these products and services are available in the free marketplace.
Spell Keen.
Voluntarily. Keen, you can spell it either way. Book.freekeen.com. And, hey, Jeff, call us back sometime because we love talking to law enforcement officers, especially about the war on drugs, which we didn't have time to talk to you about tonight, but I'd love to talk to you about it again. So thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. We got Lou in Florida, Jim in Kalispell. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeats are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. By the way, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, not just lights, but rights too, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
We go to your phone calls and talk to Jim in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Say, there's all kinds of stuff came up here while I'm waiting listening to you guys. And two callers ago, he was talking about kind of a collective type of thing. And I think he's really touching on mentality, a vein that's running through our country today, and I don't know if it's because of re-education efforts that's gone on over the years to not teach truth and liberty and freedom and the Constitution and so forth. And
that's probably the number one culprit is government education. It's
yeah, exactly.
And mind-warping people.
And that's why we homeschool.
Good
and,
for you.
I retired from the Air Force. I'm a disabled veteran after the first Gulf conflict, and so there's a lot of things been impacting people like me lately, like with H.R. 2640.
Not familiar with that.
The gun control, the NICS.
Right, the gun control bill that's going to basically say that crazy, basically say crazy people can't own guns, but that's going to likely affect a great deal of veterans.
Yeah, exactly.
They have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
You can't
right.
give somebody with post-traumatic stress disorder a gun, for God's sakes, they'll kill people.
Well, yeah, and that isn't what I really called about, but it's just sure. things like that are coming up. But I heard a radio station, a very liberal radio station out of San Francisco, saying the other night, and I've been hearing it more and more lately, is that really that the Second Amendment just needs to be flat done away with.
Huh.
Because there aren't enough people that they even care about liberty and freedom or that want to join a militia or would even rise to the defense of their rights or the needs of their country. So therefore, there's no right need to have, if anybody's not going to do that, then we don't need to have any guns.
Well, by proxy, it essentially has been done away with in that it has been completely ignored by many different state governments and local city governments around
right.
the country.
The fact that anybody owns a weapon right now is essentially, it's just luck. It's by the good graces of whatever particular municipal or state
right.
or federal government you're living under.
And I guess that the point that you through these re-education efforts that people aren't realizing and understanding is that, first of all, this is a republic. This is not a democracy, and under a republic, and I'm probably preaching to the choir with you guys, but for maybe other people that are listening,
sure.
There's certain unalienable rights that are God-given rights, one of which is the right to bear arms so that you can protect yourself, and it's not so that we can hunt and shoot, sporting clays and trap and skeet and all that crap. It's so that we can literally band together and defend ourselves against the despotic or tyrannical government.
It's absolutely true. But now, it's not democracy that's done away with gun rights, at least not mostly. There are, 20,000 federal gun laws? So the federal government has made those gun laws. Now, we democratically elected the representatives that came up with these laws and that kind of thing. But
right.
that's not a we had a president in place, so that's not really democracy. That's more just the government decided that they're going to violate their own document that
right.
says that they can't infringe the right to bear arms. So what do we do about that?
Well, this is the key, is that you have to elect the populace has to elect honest, moral, clear thinking, ethical
will
people.
Never happen.
But we failed to do that.
And this is why, we always talk about our form of government being such a great government because they have all these checks and balances. The problem is, if all the people in the legislative, judicial, and executive branch are all in cahoots with each other,
yep.
then that stuff goes right out the window.
Absolutely.
The underlying point that I want to make is that, these people are talking about majority rules or the majority voted or they think it's in the best interest of this group of people, that under a republic and these God-given rights means that each one of us as individuals, I don't care if there's only one of us out of 40 million, if you have nobody right has a right under a constitution to violate my rights should I decide to not go with everybody else.
You know, it's absolutely true, but the fact is, that's what we've got with this federal government. That's,
oh, exactly.
That's what we've managed to get. And now what do we do? I secede.
We're in a mess.
Now we secede, and that's what you guys are actually apparently looking at doing out there in Montana.
Well, we're looking, and a lot of us are going for a movement, which, you know, I know how it's going to be perceived, because everybody thinks a lot of us up here in Montana are just a bunch of
rednecks, crazies.
But see, that's all part of the, you know, disinformation thing that's going out there, too. It's just the fact that a lot of us chose. I laid my life on the line for 15 years to defend this Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. That people that are in power in our own government are domestic terrorists. Is
absolutely.
What they are, going against our people at this point. So we're sworn to defend you and everybody else listening right now that might not agree with me. And we're going to do that. And if that means that we got to secede, and I mean, each one of us, people don't even realize that the United States are made up of 50 individual states that are sovereign. And we choose to become and go along with the union as long as everything's going like it's supposed to.
Well, we are way overdue for a serious change as far as I'm concerned.
And the thing is, we were talking the other day, you know, the line's already been drawn. Some of it's said, okay, you've crossed the line. Now we're going to start pushing back. And that's what it comes down to. And, you know, Big Brother's probably listening to this now. But, you know, I'm on so many lists already, I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, that's how I am. You know, I am completely – at one time I had to fly under the radar. And at this point, you know, it's all out there in the open.
They know where you're at anyway.
I'm sorry?
They know where you're at anyway.
Oh, sure they do. Of course they do.
So you might as well just brace up and, you know, face the firing squad and say, hey, you know, I'd rather live 1 hour in freedom than a lifetime in tyranny.
I wish more people had that attitude. And, you know, that's what we're trying to encourage people who do feel that way, who are ready to make a stand for liberty. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about a nonviolent approach using persuasion and civil disobedience and a variety of other aspects, maybe even a little politics, but I really don't like that option personally. But the idea is to move as many of those people here to New Hampshire as possible as part of the Free State Project, and so we can get as many of those liberty-loving activists together to help back one another up. So if they do decide to go after one of us, we'll have friends that are there to help.
Well, ideally, too, what we need to do is have that movement literally catch on in all the states, so none of us have to move anywhere, and we can just take everything back.
That's the idea. I mean, if once New Hampshire is set free, then the concept is a free state, a free area would essentially be so prosperous and so great, the free market that would spring up there would be so wonderful that everybody else around the country and around the world would look to that as that beacon of liberty that this country once was, that beacon of liberty to say, hey, why don't we have that kind of freedom here in Montana or California or whatever?
Here's a good example of how this redistribution of wealth and taking from the haves and give it to the have-nots and the majority rule works. We had an issue where a school bond levy came up to vote on to add on to a school, build a new gym, and a dramatic arts center or something like that. And we live on a reservation, so there's a lot of people in a reservation that are tribal members that do not pay taxes of any kind. Okay, they don't have property taxes, they don't pay state taxes, nothing, income tax even. So they bring up this bill that if it goes through is going to increase our property taxes, and people that don't even pay taxes got to vote on that. So,
unbelievable. Dude, thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
The IRS garnished my wages, put a lien on our home, and levied our bank accounts. I had no idea what to do. Then my attorney told me about Assured Tax Relief. Calling them was the best thing I've ever done. They got us a settlement with the IRS that we could manage.
Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. 1-800-203-7479. Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Assured Tax Relief has helped thousands of taxpayers settle their debt with the IRS for just pennies on the dollar. Assured Tax Relief can help you. The IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your debt for much less than you owe. Call Assured Tax Relief now. 1-800-203-7479.
Assured Tax Relief got the IRS to accept just a fraction of what we owed. Thanks, Assured Tax Relief.
Assured Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are waiting to help you settle your debt for just pennies on the dollar. Act now before it's too late. Call Assured Tax Relief now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-203-7479. That's 1-800-203-7479.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The Armchair Survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Toll free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Live Saturday edition. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get interactive on the bulletin board system. We've got over 325,000 posts. Lots to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all. Lots of people interacting. Over 2,000 people, as a matter of fact.
Lots of people.
Head on over to bbs.freetalklive.com. It's free, like everything else is on our site. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned the Free State Project a few moments ago. Wonderful idea, the concept, of course, to move as many liberty-loving activists all to New Hampshire so they can make a stand for liberty. And that doesn't mean a violent stand, as I pointed out before. It means getting active. And, you know, there's activism that's going on all across the country, but the idea is to concentrate it all in one place so we can actually achieve liberty in our lifetimes. Now, to get an idea for what that's all about, what it feels like to be around hundreds of people that agree with you, that is, if you love liberty, you should come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's better known as Porkfest. It's happening this summer, June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to see firsthand why New Hampshire is one of the country's best places to live and meet hundreds of individuals who, just like you, cherish liberty and are living the goal of liberty in our lifetime. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. I should mention that Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from Porkfest this year. So looking forward to seeing a lot of you there, as we did last year. Let's continue with your phone calls. and talk to, I believe, Zeff or Jeff in Yakima, listening on KUSA. Hello, Zeff, is it?
Yeah, that's me. I just wanted to thank you guys for the information you put out. I am a freedom-loving American like yourself, and because I'm what you would call independent conservative. However, I'm very liberal on many issues, like the legalization of marijuana.
Sound like a libertarian to me.
Yeah, maybe so.
Hey, why bother holding on to that old conservative label? It's just going to get you lodged in with a bunch of warmongering freaks.
Yeah, I agree. That's what it sure seems like when you know, put your finger on the pulse of America right now.
Mark, you used to be considering yourself a conservative, right?
Yeah, I have a difficult time getting rid of... Personally, I like the label conservative. I think of myself, conservative, because I'm fiscally conservative.
Yeah, but conservative means to keep the status quo, basically.
Right, and, just the evidence is what defines a conservative here in America. I'm just not that. I'm a libertarian.
Seth, any other thoughts tonight?
Yeah, if... I've done the research myself, and it was exciting to come on to this because someone else knows, has done their homework. If you guys have the opportunity, or any of your listeners, if you could see a movie called Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's very interesting. It's well documented.
You're referring to Alex Jones. He sort of like probably one of the more well-known kind of conspiracy theory hosts, and I think that
it makes some darn good movies.
Oh, his movies are very very interesting. I don't know, some of them there's a little bit of hypothesis going on, but
yeah,
a lot of it is
I agree.
A lot of it is based on fact, and I really enjoy the work he's done when it comes to the police state. I think that he should focus more on the rise of the police state than the conspiracy stuff he talks about, because it really, I think, talking about 9/11 truth and all that nonsense really does a lot to damage one's reputation. I agree with you. I saw the film and I thought it was excellent. So thanks for the call tonight, Zeff. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to, it is Lou in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Lou. Lou in Florida?
Shoot.
Going once. Lou in Florida. He's gone. All right. Let's talk instead to Rick in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Rick.
Good evening. How y'all doing?
Hey, super, Rick. What's on your mind?
Hey, I was listening to your broadcast. I was listening to a guy out of Montana.
Yes.
That also, he spent time in the military, and mm-hmm. I'm also retired military. And the oath that he said that he took was the same oath that I took. And I didn't take that oath just to take it. That oath was to defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and to protect the citizens of this country. And every police officer in this country, every politician in this country, has taken that same oath. And they have the obligation to uphold the Constitution word for word.
They haven't been very good at it.
Yeah, nobody really holds their feet to the flames on that, though.
That's because we've raised a nation of sheep.
Mm. Well,
and
I didn't do it.
You're absolutely right, and I didn't either, and I will tell you something else. It's just like the bully at school. The bully does not get what he deserves until the weakling punches him back in the nose, if you understand what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying, but I don't think that, are you not advocating violence, are you?
Well, I'll put it this way. I have done everything to protect myself and my family, and I will stand up for that Constitution, the core value. It's called core values. When you're ex-military, you live that core value. And I stood up. I wore the uniform. I carried a gun. And I said, I will die to protect this country. And by God, if I have to, those core values don't go away.
That's good. And I'm glad to hear that. And I have to say that it seems to me that in this day and age, there's a much higher chance that I will be victimized by people in government than ever will I encounter any sort of incidents of terrorism that we're all supposed
your
to be so afraid of.
Your government doesn't care no more about you than the man in the moon.
Mm. Yep, you're damn right about that.
They're all a bunch of liars, and we have a nation of sheep out here. And if it isn't for people like me that'll stand up and say, "But you know what? I'm probably on every list in the country because I still hold several top secret security clearances and FAA security clearances." But you know what? I'm not going to give up nothing to give up my freedom.
Good
and
for
if
you.
If everybody
man.
Else in this country doesn't stand up and say, "I've had enough," then we're going to become what we see across the pond over there in Bosnia and Africa and what's going on in Europe right now.
I'd say it's already there. This country is definitely a social, kind of a weird combo between socialism and fascism.
Kind of a corporatist.
Like a corporatist police state, basically, right now. And it's only getting worse. And you're absolutely right. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Though he sort of hinted at violence, and I can't agree with that part.
Well, I can understand why a soldier, you know, that would be sort of where they go.
Sure.
But at the same time,
I can't agree.
No, well, you know, he wasn't clear, and, you know, it doesn't mean, hey, let's go kill all the people in Washington, D.C. You know, I got the feeling that if they came for his guns, that he might give them to him lead first.
Well, that's all right.
Right.
That's understandable.
Right, because that's not an initiation of force. They've initiated it. So,
right.
You know, that's kind of the feel I got from what he said.
Right. But just to clarify, though, what we're advocating here is, or at least I'm advocating, non-cooperation. For instance, one of the ways you can fight back without actually using violence is to keep the money that you earn. Stop paying the federal beast. Stop voluntarily giving them your money. I know that's going to require some effort on your part. It's going to require some courage.
Scary.
But, you know, nothing worth doing is usually easy. And certainly the founding fathers, when they were fighting their revolution, they put it all on the line.
Yep.
We don't have to risk quite as much. But using civil disobedience,
their wealth, their lives, and their sacred honor.
Using civil disobedience to make a point, non-cooperation, doing things in the marketplace to compete with government. There are a variety of ways that we can fight back without actually using violence. Because if you use violence against the state, that's the one thing they're prepared for. They are ready and waiting to fight you back if you use violence on them. Look what happens whenever somebody kills a cop. I mean, the cops go and they all go on overtime and they all go and they look for whoever it was they believe killed the cop.
Suddenly, you know, what you expect from law enforcement actually happens. They're all out there. They're all got bloodhounds. They're working hard to catch
somebody. Not really what I expect, because I expect some investigation. What they usually do is they pick a guy, figure that's the dude, and they go and execute him on the spot. You never get to find out whether or not they were right. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in 08.
208, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to ronpaulflags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to ronpaulflags.com today.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon 222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, then we ask you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Learn more. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you enjoy all the features on the website for free. This is above and beyond all that. This is if you want to see Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country, spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up for as little as $3 a month. You'll get some perks, too. You get access to the Amp-only call-in line, Amp-only chat room and forum, as well as a few other perks, like the Amp-only shrine, just the occasional exclusives that we'll release to the amplifiers, because they're doing good work. They're sending us a few bucks. We're taking it, turning it around, and reinvesting it into the show. So amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference. Real quick, I'm going to read a quick post on our bulletin board system.
Mm-hmm.
And this persuaded me. I thought, man, I want to share this.
It's rare that we do this.
It's from Brock. He said, and the post is, why I became a libertarian for life. Back when I was 19 years old, I got a simple traffic ticket. Now, remember, it's always easier to bring people into the world of liberty once they have actually had a taste of government.
Right, because people, generally, if they haven't really spent a lot of time dealing with the government, they think that the government is benevolent, mm-hmm. that it's set up there to do good things. I mean, that's the PR, right?
Right.
Well, we have to have the government to help people. The government keeps us safe. You know, you believe one of those two statements if you don't believe them both.
So here's the rest of the story. So I got this traffic ticket. They charged me about $90. I paid the money and saw it got removed from my bank account, and so thought all was good. Fast forward 2 years. I was 20 years old, 2 months before my 21st. We had a nice college party at my house, but being the responsible guy that I am, I decided to stop drinking and go to sleep early so I could make it to my breakfast shift job. At about 6 a.m., I got up and drove to work. I guess I must have been speeding because I got pulled over. The cop came and took my info, then went back to his squad car. I sat in my car for a good 20 minutes. I thought something was wrong because of the huge length of time it took for the cop to write my ticket. And before I knew it, a second cop car pulled up.
Yeah, let's not mention that he's now late for work.
That's when I knew something was wrong. The officer and his backup then pulled guns on me. They made me get out of the car, put cuffs on me, and put me in the back of the cop car. I had no idea what was going on, but I complied nonetheless.
Yeah, but you did.
When I finally got to the police station, they told me why I was being arrested. Apparently it was for not paying a previous traffic ticket.
You need guns pulled for that?
Well, the only parking ticket I ever had in my life
Traffic ticket. Traffic ticket and parking tickets are two different things. Go ahead.
He says, the only ticket I ever had in my life was the one from 2 years ago. I knew for a fact that I had paid it. The officers didn't care.
If it's in their little computer, it doesn't matter whether it's true or not, or right or just or good. That's what they do. They do what the computer says.
When I got to the station, I was harassed by the police. They made me blow into the DUI machine, and I blew a .03. Now, that's well under the legal limit, but because I was 20, started threatening me with a DUI charge to go on top of my warrant. The officer in charge
of... Now, you get a .03 from cough syrup.
The officer in charge of booking me threatened to put me in the black gangbanger unit where they love white boys like you.
And this is over a speeding ticket that wasn't paid?
Mm-hmm. I was nice and complied with them.
This would be one thing if you're talking about a kid that's, really made some mistakes, broken into
warrant,
some houses,
Mark,
or something.
A warrant. They take that stuff seriously. Anyway, he says, I was nice and complied with them, so they threw me into the low-risk unit. I spent 4 days in that jail. I was a very poor college student, and I didn't have enough money to try and get my roommates to bail me out. Thus, I had to stay the full amount of time in jail. It ended up being 4 days. I finally went before the judge on the last day and was dressed in jailhouse orange jumpsuit, full shackles and handcuffs. I spent 3 hours sitting there before the judge called on me. This is exactly what the judge said. Okay. So, it looks like you were arrested because of a warrant for not paying your fine from 2000. Alright, it looks like here you actually did pay that fine in full. Okay, you are free to go. So, I'm free. Sort of. I have to go back to jail and get my personal property back. Turns out they lost my $100 jacket and gave me no compensation for it. I took a cab back to my house and then tried to find out where my car was. Turns out I got arrested early on a Friday and got released late on a Monday. Thus, my car was in the government impound lot, and I had to pay about $500 to get it released back to me. Thank God it's all over. Or so I thought. Fast forward 5 days. About the same time that I got home from jail, I found a nice envelope addressed for me, telling me to be in court for a DUI offense. What the hell? I thought my case had been thrown out by the judge. Guess not. This is a totally new charge. Well, I had a public defender because I was dirt poor at the time. I called her 3 times, but she never bothered to return my phone call. I finally went into court for the DUI charge, and even though my public defender never once talked to me, I guess she actually did her job because she went and talked to the judge in private. When they were done, the judge said, "All right, your DUI charge is completely dismissed. We're only going to charge you with a minor traffic offense." Thank God it's all over, or so I thought. Fast forward 3 months. When I got arrested, the arresting officer had confiscated my driver's license. I asked for it back when I was released from jail and again when I was before the judge, but they both told me they didn't have it and that I had to get it back on my own accord. So I went to the DMV to get another copy. After all, you can't do anything in this country without a government ID.
You do have to have a government ID, that's for sure.
So when I got to the DMV and asked for a second copy of my driver's license, they told me, "Sorry, we can't do that. Your license has been suspended for DUI." What? "No, I'm sorry, I have no DUI, and I have the court documents to prove it." I then ran back to the courts and got all the paperwork I could find proving my DUI charge was indeed thrown out. I was found 100% innocent on that charge, and I had the paperwork. Guess what? It didn't matter. In California, the DMV and the courts are totally separate. The DMV has a policy to immediately suspend the license of anyone who's accused of an alcohol-related offense. The outcome of the case has no bearing on what they do. The accusation is all that matters. If it's alcohol-related, suspended for a year.
Right, and this is, as they say, it's the seriousness of the charge, not whether or not it's proven.
So there I am, 20 years old with a rent check and tuition bill to pay. I used to have 2 jobs to help me pay for college. I had a job at a hotel at 5 a.m. in the morning, but I lost that job because I didn't show up for 4 days when I was in jail, and they never gave me phone privileges to inform them.
God.
My other night job was more understanding, and they let me stay. So now, I had a big choice to make. One, I can break the law, drive my car illegally, and go to work every night so I can make enough money to pay my rent and my college tuition. I'll go to school every day and graduate. Or, choice two, obey the law and quit my job. I fail to pay my tuition and drop out of school. I try to find a job within walking distance, which, he checked, it's only minimum wage jobs within walking distance.
Mm.
Chances are I give up on school forever and try to make ends meet. No way can I afford to live in my same house. I'll have to find a much more low-cost home. This was no choice at all. I drove with no license and no insurance for over a year. Yes, I broke the law. Did I have a choice? What would you do? And that's
ludicrous.
That's his story as to how he became a libertarian.
And this is what it's like dealing with the government.
Yep.
They don't care. They are not incentivized to care.
But they're protecting us, Mark.
They are failing to protect us.
Let's go to your phone calls here. Cliff in Tallahassee, listening on WUTL. Hey, Cliff. Cliff? Tally?
I'm listening to your show for the first time.
Welcome aboard.
Shocking.
What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, y'all are cool.
Thanks.
I'm sort of like an independent libertarian revolutionary, but I guess I'm sort of like in the closet. I'm also ex-military, and of course I'm not advocating violence versus the state, but only through violence and revolution has big changes happened. And like, you know, name me one that happened. I'm looking at the Roman Empire, the Catholic Church, the Church of England, the USA, and China.
There have certainly been several examples of what you're talking about. Lots of violent revolutions have resulted in change, but none of it has ever resulted in change that turned into anything good. It usually just results in changing one set of rulers out for another set of violent despotic rulers. So what we're talking about here, Cliff...
You know, one of the reasons why we had a militia to bear arms was to throw the bums out.
Yep, it's absolutely true.
He certainly didn't say, I mean, you know, read between the lines, he certainly didn't say, okay, now if you can't run them off, you can shoot them. Okay? But, I mean, I think that's implied.
I totally understand. It's just that, the fact is that's what they want. They want you to get violent, so they have the excuse to get more violent back upon you. And the fact is they are more than willing to do that. And, again, what my point here is that violent revolution has only brought more violent thugs to power. What we're talking about doing is a nonviolent revolution involving non-cooperation, involving civil disobedience, and just not cooperating with these gangsters
Like the IRS. Okay, it's never been, you know, passed by the Senate. It's not a legal deal, you know?
Right. So ignore them.
And you can't ignore them because you lose your property.
Well,
I mean,
don't let them take your property.
If
they try to take your property, that's when it should come to violence, my friend. And I'm afraid we are out of time. Thank you for the call tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We think you should stay away from violence for as long as we possibly can, but eventually there will be a line in the sand. See you Monday night online, freetalklive.com in the meantime. Have a great weekend. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.